Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Hoovering, the podcast about eating. I'm Jessica Fostercue. I love eating as much as anything else in the world, but also it sometimes brings me conflict, shame, and all sorts of other things that are rubbish. It's complicated and I think fascinating. This is a conversation with an interesting soul, not just about food, but about gobbling it up, or if you will, hoovering. Hello. In this episode, I'm hoovering with comedian, actor and daughter of a chef, Tanya Moore. Thanks for listening to Hoovering. Tell other people about the podcast, please. I love it when you do that. One way of doing it is simply to subscribe to it and to give it a 5-star review, even if you just write good. Because it means it sort of works hoovering up the lists, apparently, and helps other people find out about it. If you'd like to support the podcast financially, you're so welcome to. You can do it on Acast Supporter, or even better, by becoming a patron. Go to patreon.com/thehooveringpod and you'll see all sorts of podcast-related gubbins that I'll swap in exchange from as little as £2 a month, including discount or even free tickets to live shows, one of which, an absolute blimmin' whopper, is going to be being announced soon. I also have tour dates I need to tell you about that have been rescheduled since the before times and have finally made it, hopefully, I don't want to curse it, but to the end of July and beginning of August, and maybe a little bit before that, some London ones coming soon as well. Go to my website, jessicafostercue.com, for more news on that. Right. Tanya came round to my garden in real life, where we walloped a glass of Asti, which I'd never had before, courtesy of her, and a whole roasted cauliflower, courtesy of me. What a weird and magical combination, please. There's a little bit of wind, not butt wind, grow up, not wind of the buttom, real life wind from the sky. But I think we can all agree it's worth it to be able to share lunch in real life with a funny winner. We get into everything from chocolate through to homelessness.
I don't think I've ever tried this.
No way.
It's sweet. But yeah. It's so delicious. It's so fruity.
Fruity.
Cheers,
business.
Baby. Thank you so much for the martini, Asti.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And?
What treat.
Fancy chip. Yeah. Tesco Asti. Tesco Pioneer's Asti. Yeah. Similar job.
Just a similar. Mm-hmm. Oh, so, yeah. God,
that's
I'm into
cheaper.
That. Right, I hear you. Thank you very much. Well, even thank you then for getting the actual snazzy original.
Mm.
Oh, I've not had any. This is it may be mad to say, but also the sweetness of it works with having it in the daytime like a fucking rebel.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
There's daytime drinks, and I just think martini and prosecco are those drinks.
Yes. Mm. Oh, it's nice. thanks for coming all the way to Catford.
No, listen, this is gorgeous.
It's okay, isn't it? I'm going to try. So, if you're listening, I've roasted. It's Friday, and I thought, why not roast a whole cauliflower? I've roasted a cauliflower. You asked earlier what I coated it in. There's one of the best. it's mainly vegan, or all this, it's veggie recipes that can be adapted to be planty if you cared, which I don't at the moment. Always. But called Mob Veggie, the book is. Anyway, yeah, you coat it in cumin, ground cumin, ground coriander, a tiny bit of turmeric, which I respect, actually.
Yeah.
I think you can overdo that.
I think it's very powerful.
And then, what else? A crushed garlic oil. That's it. Bit of salt. That's it. Mm. And then I made a salty tzatziki with, like, grated cucumber. And there's some pomegranate seeds. And then I used a lazy pouch of five grains of five types of rice and put some parsley through it. The recipe said to have it with couscous, and I think couscous can swivel. I think it tastes of hot, wet dust. And I don't think, I think we deserve better. We women who work hard.
Can I just say that's very, hot, wet dust is so specific.
Have you tried couscous though? It is hot, wet dust.
I think it's, now what I'm going to say is going to sound really attacky.
Okay.
But I'm not attacking you.
Okay.
What I'm saying is I've made couscous and had a similar reaction. Then I've tasted somebody who can actually make couscous, and I've loved the shit out of it.
Okie dokie. So what's happened here is that...
It's no reflection on you.
No, you're saying I can't cook couscous.
No, what I'm saying is...
I'm taking it. I'm taking it on the chin. I am taking that on the chin.
No, wait.
It's very likely. But do you know why I know how likely it is? There's other similar stuff that I can't cook for shit, and actually polenta I've just gone, I'm never trying again. I've never got it right, and every time I've ever had it in a restaurant, it's blown my mind.
See, now
it's delicious.
It's us,
and it's so versatile. It's us. Well, you can pretend it's you too. It's
no, I'm telling you, I promise you, I can't cook couscous no matter how much I try.
Okay,
it always ends up like rice pudding.
Or like gruely, or it's like separate. Why is the water, why is liquid still separate from the grainy sand?
Right.
Yeah.
I literally make shit paella.
Yeah.
But it's really, when you get someone who makes it right, it's absolutely gorgeous.
All right, fair play. Yeah, a bit like ottolenghi or, fair play. You said you didn't like nuts in the run-up to this. I was checking about allergies and stuff. You're not allergic to nuts.
Mm-mm.
But you said you don't like nuts, like, in things where they're not meant to be. So I'd really like to open the book for us by finding out, where would you like to find a nut and where wouldn't you like to find a nut?
I'm going to say common. I say it, but it doesn't feel like that's the word, but...
Mainstream?
I think I'm very the Queen Vic.
Okay, the nuts
deserve to be in a bowl next to a glass of Asti or wine.
I hear you, okay, that's right? Fine. Yeah.
Nuts is like a little snack that you have when you're a bit peckish, but not hungry.
Yeah. Stop trying to fulfill my hunger with your fucking little nuts. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Okay, I'm saying I shouldn't be enjoying the crunch of the pomegranate against that salty, lovely yogurt. And then you've got like, there's a mediumness with the cauliflower when you bite into it. It's the right level of al dente, is that what they say?
Yeah.
It's just perfect.
You're into that. I was wondering if it's maybe a little bit underdone, but actually it feels like a sort of myth that I've just believed my whole life, that you keep more nutrients if it's got a tiny bit, if it's not like done to death, if it's not like mush.
I'm the same. I don't know where I've got that just right.
Yeah.
And the rice is good. However, I'm not a fan of cauliflower.
Oh, no.
So when you said I'm going to bake cauliflower, I thought you meant you're going to put cauliflower in like a pie or some shit.
Oh.
When you open the oven and you literally just baked a cauliflower.
Yeah, you realise I brought it out like a big crispy braid.
I was like, shit, I would never have thought of that.
Yeah.
But this tastes fucking awesome.
Oh, thanks, mate.
It really does.
Thank you. What's happened basically is I go through phases of getting a little bit obsessed with different bits and bobs.
Yeah.
I've never roasted a whole cauliflower before, and I like trying new things on the podcast. It's risky. But also, I've got really into roasting a whole celery. Like those big aniseed roots. They turn up all the time in my veg box, because my veg box is stuff that's been rejected by supermarkets because they have a surplus, and it's the sort of thing that I think we grow loads of in this country, but no one buys and no one knows what to do with it.
Okay.
You can make really nice like smoky soups, creamy soups with it, but I'm bored of soups. The spring has sprung. I don't want any more soup in my life, and I've sort of gifted myself a winter of hardly any soups as well. I don't know. I'm really done with soup. Like, I get it. If you're ill, it's
I think it depends on what soup you're having.
Yeah, it's true.
Because soups from different places, you change the game, don't they? I only tend to go for a British soup if I just don't want to take the time to cook a Caribbean one.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, it takes forever, man.
Talk me to a Caribbean soup, please.
Oh, my God. My favourite is red pea soup.
Yeah.
It's kidney beans. We call them red peas. Red pea soup comes with dumplings, which you make with flour and... flour, water... And you season it just a tiny bit, but you mostly want that to be with some salt as well.
Yeah.
Rinse the dough.
Yeah.
Break it off.
Ooh,
and you can have it however you want, but in a red pea, we normally have what we call twisters, and you just roll them out like that. Or you can have, and then you have the proper round dumplings.
Yeah.
Put them in with some potatoes, some sweet potatoes, some yams. Some plant, green banana, sorry, not planting, green banana. And then if you're a meat person... You add meat as well.
Lovely.
So I like oxtail in there.
Oh, nice. Mm. So much flavour.
Mm. And then it gets really soft. And as you bite it, it comes off the bone, but then you've got all the soup inside. Oh, it's just the best. And you know, mum puts in the red peppers and your onions and all that kind of, like, thyme and all that kind of stuff. And then...
It's already heat in there.
Oh, God, yeah. Always, always, always. Scotch bonnets. It depends on what the level of heat you have.
Yeah.
But I would say you'd ruin a soup if you go above 3 scotch bonnets.
I think two
is right.
Yeah.
I'm not really a heat fan, so I just put 1.
Yeah.
So what that allows is you get a tiny little kick and a bit of heat.
I think scotch bonnets have got, like, one of the sexiest types of heat. They're so different to other chilies.
Mm-hmm.
I love them in something like that, like a big stew or soup where you just pierce one.
Just pierce it.
Chop it.
Sticker in.
Yeah.
Chop it real nice and fine, like when you're chopping your peppers and onions and stuff.
Yeah.
And let that fry off as well.
Ooh.
So that all marinates together. So now, even your onions and peppers have a little bit of kick in them.
Yeah.
And then when you're cooking, you just wash it and drop it in, because at that point, you're just drawing the flavour from it.
Yeah.
The heat's already in it because you've chopped that in.
Yeah.
Draw the flavour.
And then
from
you've
the
just got
bonnet.
That. It's such a fresh, crisp heat.
Yes.
It's such a. Well, it's such a clear, clean type of heat from that chilli compared to all the other chilies I've ever had.
Agreed.
But I've absolutely wrecked recipes by using too much.
Yes. You can really ruin a dish, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
You could really ruin a dish.
I think when I was younger as well, I'd be like, all macho about it and be like, no. Mm. I'm going to do it like this. And then now I'm like, no, I've ruined it. And I don't want it. I can't taste anything else now. Mm. It was me. Yeah, hands up. I've got my latest obsession is roasting a whole solariat, but making even like a tahini sauce to go on it with pomegranate.
Oh, wow.
But weirdly, my 5-year-old is really into pomegranates, which is a sign I've brought him up a bit too posh. But yeah, I've never tried a whole cauliflower before. The reason I wanted to is because their recipe had tzatziki, and I'm obsessed with making this salty yogurt full of mint and cucumber.
Awesome.
Because again, like, I feel like I get cucumbers turn up every week, and like sort of chopping them into circles to rest on like the sad side salad next to the thing you really want to eat. I was like, I want to find a way to properly love it. Yeah.
Good for you, still looking at it, being in food. I totally would have chopped them on my eyes.
That's on your eyes. But I love it. With a face mask or just them?
Just an eye thing. Had a nap.
I dread the eyes.
Wake up looking 17.
I think that's exactly how it works. I think that's the science.
Yeah.
What about... have you ever had to eat anything fun or interesting or memorable as part of work, as part of acting? Comedies.
Have I? I don't know if it's interesting. The first time I had to eat whilst doing acting was difficult.
What was that?
Idiot over here.
Oh no!
Actually went to eat.
Oh mate, rookie error.
Babes, and I think they were waiting to see if I'd do it. I think there must have been a bet going.
They want someone to, don't they? They're basically like, who's gonna go for it? Yeah.
Who's gonna do it? And then they watched me load up the fork.
Yeah.
They could have said, Tanya, not too much.
Mm-hmm.
I was going, I was saying my lines, and I was like, mwah, mwah, mwah. Building up the fork, building it up. I was ready to go, and I still had more lines to deliver, but the fork's now built.
No, oh no.
I put it in my mouth, and I was like, I can't talk. Then they were like, yeah, you're not supposed to put that much food in your mouth. And I was like, that could have been told to me
5 takes ago. Yeah. Oh dear. What was the food, you remember?
It was rice with vegetables.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was rice and greens. Yeah.
Okay.
But it had been, at this point,
oh no,
it had been reheated and topped up and reheated because I had to get it out of the microwave that was on. No. And then, yeah. So by the time I was getting to the point where we was finishing the scene, I was just eating shit. It was horrible. It was mushy. Oh. At this point, you know, you're just playing with it now.
Oh dear. Oh yeah, it's hard, isn't it?
Brutal. How about you?
The weirdest thing, actually, and it wasn't me, but I was a nanny in a sitcom for one episode, Stanley.
Mm-hmm.
And this poor little, I think he was about 7, actually, but he was playing a 4-year-old in it. Little boy had to, I'd made him, that I was a Eastern European nanny, and I'd made him some sort of lamb's hearts in blood. But they'd made it brilliantly. They'd made it look funny rather than frightening.
Yeah.
They'd used sweeties to make them look like little tiny brainsy things in this like strawberry sauce. But even then, like even though the first bite, his poor 4-year-old, the first bite, he's like, oh, this is great. You know, I'm going to get loads of sugar. But it was chewy. That was rough. That, the poor thing. You can't make a kid do too many takes anyway. No. But I was just like, God, you're doing so well. And he was like, do I have to? Can I pretend? And I was like, it's too late now. But just put it in your mouth one more time.
Yeah.
And it's like, come on, guys. Just get the close-up of him. And you're done. Poor man, though. He got through it.
Good boy.
Yeah, he was a good boy. He was a little kid poppet.
Hmm.
Part of me wishes I'd bothered farming Rudy out for acting now as a younger child.
Not farming, Jess.
I suppose he might have enjoyed it.
You are,
I always just assumed he's not well-behaved enough, but then, you know, I look
babes, on... Babes, have you been on set with kids?
Yeah, exactly. That's what, now I know. Now you're like, if oh, you no, think let that, any old...
You probably fit in more. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they do it so mad that on set with little kids, to keep them... Like the carrot they dangle with sweets, always. Mm. So they're actually just getting less and less focused.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
Say scrumdiddlyumptious.
No!
And then you can be in my podcast.
Scrumdiddlyumptious.
I've got a new question, especially inspired by what this cauliflower looked like coming out of the oven, like a big scary brain. But what's the worst looking but best tasting thing you've ever eaten?
Probably anything I've plated. Oh,
would you ever do MasterChef?
Would I ever do MasterChef? Yeah, I would
love to. Because I reckon I'd get that note. Like, you've got to learn to make this look classy.
Mm. I keep trying to get my flatmate to do it.
Yeah,
but I think I would definitely go on MasterChef. Mm-hmm. I think they would appreciate my attempt to make it look classy.
I think the joy of us ever doing MasterChef is you've always got the excuse. If you can't do the thing they're asking you to do, just make it funny.
Mm.
Do it. Own your failure.
Yeah. I would just say this is... My play always is if MasterChef came to South London.
Mm-hmm.
It would taste amazing, but it looks horrendous. Because here in South London, we're great. Just looks like shit.
It's true, you know. It's so true. One of our secret lovely big massive parts. They look all right. Mind you, they look covered in litter and it makes me sad. Is there any food and drinks that you love or that you hate that most people do the opposite of? Like, are you one of those people that's like, I hate all hot drinks?
No, I don't like chocolate.
Wow.
I get that response all the time. The only time I crave chocolate
Yeah.
is when my lady week's about to start.
Uh-huh.
And even then...
I don't think I've ever heard that term before. That's nice. I wonder what your body's asking for there. That's funny, isn't
it? Yeah, but even then, I still can't have it as plain. It needs to be, like, packed with biscuits and other stuff.
Okay.
And even then, like, when I have a crunchy, you'll find that I've bitten off 3 sides of the chocolate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't mind the bit underneath, because that's, like, a really thin layer.
Also, you've gone for a really interesting sort of
much.
There's very there's a lot of honeycomb ratio to chocolate there. I mean, you've gone for 90% honeycomb basically, chocolate item.
And I still take the chocolate off.
So is the, same is like it, a Malteser. Like a Yorkie or something, it's your idea of hell. Just yes. like a serious Ooh. Mass of chocolate.
Oh.
Really, not
That's
fan.
Disgusting.
Is it the milkiness of it that you don't like?
The milky, yes, a bit, yeah. And I think the texture as well, when it starts to melt in your mouth and it feels like it's a mouse trap. A fly trap, you know, when they open their mouth and they got this, it feels horrible. I don't like it at all. It's hot. Look at you looking at me with so much horror.
No, it's not horror. I'm just trying to understand. It's so hard, isn't it? Empathy is so hard. People just say, oh, just be more empathetic.
You look like you're really working
it's
hard.
It's very hard. I know what you mean in terms of anything with that much dairy or creaminess. Like, there's something filmy about it, something stifling about it.
Yes.
And I guess it's just that thing of, like, if you ever, anytime, I think, you have milk chocolate or any chocolate, you afterwards you're like, I'm thirsty, I feel thirsty.
Yes.
So actually, if that's an unpleasant sensation, I get it.
I don't like it.
I was just working it out.
Yeah, you did well.
Working it out.
I mean, you were working it out visually as well.
I was, sorry. I've got no, I'd be terrible at poker. I've got very little ability to hide an emotion. what's I going to ask? What about dark chocolate?
No. If I'm going to have chocolate, I can stomach probably 2 cubes of white.
Yeah.
All right. That's about it.
Yeah.
I can't cope. It still gives me the same feeling. It's the same chocolate melting, mouth not feeling good and then needing 100 drinks just to get rid of it.
Yeah.
It's just a nightmare. It's a job to eat chocolate.
I wonder if it's
hire me.
Well, good for you. Yeah. I mean, I've just been reading a book about microbes and about how our intestines and our tummy and all the microbes in there work on things, and then not so much in milk chocolate, but in dark chocolate and red wine and coffee, there are things in those things that we can't get from anywhere else. Mm-hmm. But also, depending on what microbes you've got, that might be why some people don't like those things.
Yeah.
But do you so I don't think I'd, other if I hadn't just been reading that, I wouldn't have asked this next, but how do you feel about coffee and red wine then?
Is it drink like those in abundance.
Great. Well, there we go. So I think it's flavonoids and some other shit like that, isn't
okay.
it? Yeah. Mm, how do you have your coffee in an ideal
I had a latte with 2 brown sugar cubes. Done.
I like that. Mm. I haven't had sugar. I haven't had brown sugar coffee for ages. It feels Christmassy, maybe.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's my thing. I bought a latte machine.
Proper coffee machine.
Yeah.
Nice.
But my
was that a lockdown purchase?
No. It was I went to my friend's house and it looked really posh.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out they were only 40 quid. So I bought it.
You copied your mate.
Yeah.
Good shout.
I'd love there to be a deeper reason, but it was just jealousy.
Nothing wrong with that. A bit of copying.
Like, I'm going to go home and tell my flatmate to make a roast cauliflower.
Yeah.
Yes!
I am. Yes! I've had this idea all by myself.
totally.
Yeah, I've got no like eye for sort of home design. And my friend down in Dorset has just had her garden done. And she's like... She's, in her own words, they've painted all the garden walls white like an Ibiza nightclub. And it looks absolutely wicked. And I was like, I'm going to tell Steffi I've had an idea. Painting the garden. Pretend I've had one interior or exterior design idea. Other than, I like it when things are tidy.
I feel like she would be like, who told you that?
Who told you that? And I'm like, my friend Maya, here's a picture of a garden. Yeah, I have already confessed. You do PT and as a side hustle to your stunning comedy career. Does that affect how you eat?
It should. It doesn't. Yeah.
Good. I think that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care about...
Yeah.
I think whilst I enjoy... Because for me, working out isn't about being slim. It's to help the mentors. It's about how it makes you feel. So that's what I go for. The feeling that it gives me. And the day that I have, if I do it in the morning. So... Love doing that. But my mum's a chef.
Oh,
so
amazing.
I also love food.
And you live with a chef.
Yeah.
You're drawn to chefs.
I love food.
Yeah.
All types of different food. Mm. Even if in my mind I feel like I don't like it, I'm going to taste it anyway.
That's really good. I think that's a... That's living your life,
yeah,
isn't it?
That's why I thought, let me put a little bit of the yogurt and because I've never had that before.
Yeah.
And I thought, let me taste it first because if I go outside and I want more, I don't want to come back in.
Yeah.
That's why I quickly tasted it.
That's fair play,
but that's how I am. I want to taste it first before I make a final decision. My mum's always like, try it first before you say you don't like it.
Yeah.
And that's with everything. Yeah. So
that stuff that was drilled into us.
Yeah, kids. Like it's just right
you
there.
Like, you haven't tried it.
Try it first. And because I respect... Just the idea of somebody taking the time in the kitchen to do that for you, the least you can do is have a plate. It's not going to hurt you, guys.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And then you live and you learn. Have you ever had a thing that you just didn't used to like and then you change your mind?
Yeah. When I was growing up, I don't know if you know, we've got this thing in Jamaica called Callaloo. It's essentially like, yeah, you know, okay.
Do you know what, though? Real recent for me. So I very rarely... eat meat.
Yeah.
And my missus doesn't eat meat at all, not even fish.
Okay.
I mean, they call it vegetarian, don't they? I've been very long-winded.
I mean...
but when... And it's been a long time because of lockdown, but she recently went away for work for the first time in ages, and I was like, there were a few things I'd been craving, and top of the list, there's a wicked takeaway down the road called Mama's Pot, and I just wanted jerk chicken with rice and peas. Mm. And then I was like, I've never tried more of the things.
Yeah.
Like, I've tried something else on this list and literally just picked Callaloo based on, and oh my God, it was delicious.
Amazing.
Spicy spinach, but harder greens than spinach.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's like thick, rooty greens.
It's like a spicy kale almost.
Yeah.
The kale had a greenish disposition.
But it's not dry kale or spiky like kale.
But it's got the texture of spinach.
Yeah.
But that base bit's like kale, isn't it?
You can taste the iron in it. Mm. It tastes metallic, but it goes so well with spice. And I think they felt like there were visible peppers in it, but I couldn't tell if they were chilies or peppers.
Peppers, it would be.
Really good. Sorry, and I spoke over you.
No. I'm glad you know, but Callaloo.
Yeah.
Growing up, you had to eat it. It was one of the vegetables on the plate. Yeah. I used to hate it. So I used to, we'd be left in the kitchen at the table, eat it. Get a tray, because at the end, when you finish your food, you've got to go in the living room and show Mum your plate to show her that you've finished the food.
Because they know where to hide it if they don't want to finish it. Oh my
God. So you get a tray.
Yeah.
You put the Callaloo there. And you hold your hand.
So like, under, back. Like use it as
you're
a glue.
Like, Mum, look, I finished. And she'd be like, move the plate. And then make me sit there and eat the Callaloo.
And by this point, it's been pressed under your hand, under the plate. Yeah.
On the
and
tray. Now no, you've in got between to the plate it. And the tray.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's a really good punishment, isn't it?
Now you've like, got to eat it.
Wherever you hit that, oh get God. It out and find it.
I advanced to then putting half of it in the bin.
Okay.
Half of it there. So if I do get caught, it's just a little bit to eat. So then she caught onto that and she was like, half of it's in the bin. Okay. And then she'll put more on my plate. So now I've got to eat the little bit that I was gonna eat, and a whole other portion.
Amazing
nightmare.
And are you gonna tell me you like it now?
I love it.
When did that happen?
I would say probably late 20s.
Yeah,
my palate changed.
It happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, I noticed it. My palate completely changed, and now I love a lot of the stuff I didn't like before. It might even just be education, just knowing how good it is for me. But also, you know when you're little and you say you don't like something and your parent forces it on you, you then build up a hatred for it.
Yeah, it doesn't
help.
That
might not even be necessary.
No. It's so fun, isn't it? It's, I think, also attitudes to how you be parent like that have changed so drastically.
Yeah.
And also there's... Like now, you know, the advice is to not say, if you want your kids to have a good relationship with eating, to not do that, like, you finish what's on your plate business. It should be more, they say it should be more, if you're full, you stop.
Mm.
But, 2 points. One, the fucking privilege in that. On the this one hand, the you're like, okay, fine, there's people living off, there's more people than ever in history living off food banks, and you're telling us, to let our kids waste food? What? And food also, waste is worse than ever before, and you're telling us to do that. It is going to be how you get the better relationship with, unless you're, I guess they're old enough for you to have a conversation about waste. It's really complicated, isn't it?
I would go for the underpacking the plate.
Yeah.
I'd rather they ask for more.
Yes.
Than me giving them loads.
Yeah, it's such a good idea.
Yeah, my mum's terrible with that stuff. She would think that I'm having a fucking heart attack with a plate this size. And then, she'd be like, is that your starter? When's your dinner? No, she... To her, the plate's not piled, it's not dinner, it's just snacks. So literally, as soon as I finish my plate, she's like, do you want anything else? You're not hungry? Just bloody ate, lady.
Does your mum love through food a bit?
She, not a bit, entirely. I tell you this now, me and my sister always say, we're not going back to mum's, you can't stay there for longer than one night. Right. You'll be fat. And not even say it in a bad way, but just for the fact that she loves with food. So even when I leave there, I'm leaving with containers of food that I haven't asked for.
Yeah.
I go every Sunday. It's family day. I try not to work on the Sundays.
Yeah.
That's my one day. Lovely. We all go to mum's house. We have dinner.
Lovely.
I'm always leaving with enough containers for the whole fucking week.
Yeah.
There's no need. No need.
Oh, but it makes her feel so good. It does.
If I say to her, I don't want to cook today, she's like, yeah, but you don't really cook, do you? Don't judge me, Joyce. You did this. Packing me off with food every two fucking minutes.
I never had to. You never let me. Yeah, you never gave me the opportunity to. Well, I never needed to. So why would you?
I'm at that point now where the last few boyfriends, I just take them to my mum's. Let them build a relationship. Because when I'm away, Go and get the food then. I'm not going to be busy and cook.
Yeah.
Who? You're joking.
That's brilliant.
My mum, she's got enough. Just take a container. She'll be fine. She doesn't know how to cook for a small number of people.
Yeah.
So it's always a party of 10 and it could just be her and my brother in the house. Now she's up. She's not on the phone. See, I've made all this food. But did you tell anybody?
Terrible time in lockdown. What she done during lockdown? She must have had a terrible time.
No, she's just gifted neighbours.
Yeah, gifted neighbours.
With just packets of food.
At one point in lockdown, one went mad enough to do that and started carrying little freezer box things of mac and cheese around to neighbours. And I'd say one out of five wanted it.
Yeah.
They all took it, but with real disdain.
Yeah. There was a place around here.
Any of us are doing is cooking and eating all day. Keep your mac and cheese yourself.
Giving us more.
Yeah, thank you.
My sister's friend lives about two roads away from here, and he was doing a thing where if you had someone in your family that was over 60, you could come and get a crate.
Oh, nice.
It's just like lots of shopping, so it stops them from having to go out.
Really good shout.
Yeah, so I used to just one day a week just go and hand out some boxes.
Nice.
And do that.
Yeah.
And that was fun, actually. They're so grateful. Mm-hmm. It was so scary for a lot of people.
Yeah, it's true.
And they were so, it was just like, just dropping it off, get back in the car.
Yeah.
They open the door and they're just so happy. Yeah. It was worth it.
Well, actually, probably their only conversation all day with
an actual human being.
Yeah. I did a similar thing and was driving food bags around for a charity for a bit.
Mm.
And, fascinating, actually, like those doorstep conversations.
Yeah, what you learn.
Yeah.
My mum's got a charity and we did a sleeping bag run.
Oh, wow.
And then in the night time, we go and hand out sleeping bags. I tell you this now, I was scared, Jess.
Really?
It was very scary.
Yeah.
London's scary after hours.
Yeah.
And I just don't know how they survive out there.
Not in the winter anyway, I just don't get it.
But they have great conversation because they've seen everything.
Yeah.
They've seen it all.
Yeah.
One day I'm going to have the guts to go and sit with them with a notepad. Oh my God, I'd have the best material.
Yeah, it's true.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true. There's so much fear, isn't there?
Yeah, it's really scary.
I've never been brave enough to do anything like that or altruistic enough to do anything like that.
Yeah.
I just think you must, there's so many different layers of ways of, you know, of invisibility in the world, and I think that's the maximum homeless people. The amount of, well, I at least try and go, no, sorry, mate, if somebody
try
to get my attention, because I can't bear watching scores of people walk just past someone as if they're not there.
Yeah, just ignoring them.
Yeah. Bloody hell. Yeah, weird old year. Oh, that's funny, isn't it? I think it's changed a lot of people's, I think as well, coming out of lockdown, I think a lot of people are freaking out.
Yeah. I thought I'd be out more.
Yeah.
I haven't been anywhere.
No. I mean, I love being able to record this in person.
Yeah.
It's a whole different kettle of ball games. I like actually sitting down for food with someone compared to sitting on the Zoom and cooking for someone, like, you know, a 10% of your mum's thing, which is my dad's thing, similarly. It's like, it's joyful. It's joyful to feed your friend and talk about it. But I feel like this happened a little bit last year as well, but later in the year when we come out of lockdown one, but the sun's out. We've all been in for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's just a little bit terrifying. It feels like there's a lot of pressure to be like, right, your body's got to be perfect now because you're about to have to get it all out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then the noise, it's no coincidence, but I think like the big, really big hitter diet agencies buy a load of ad space, airtime. The government get on board with that, probably back some of it.
Yeah.
And it's it seems to... ignore the fact that once we have got the lives we had before in terms of activity, we'll have a similar body to what we had before. It's just patience, I think.
It's the pressure of it. It's the get ready before the sun comes here. And it's like, babes, listen, you don't know what anyone's going through. Yeah. You can't keep adding things to people's plates.
You just can't. Yeah.
My plate's full enough.
Yeah, well, your mum would say there's not enough on your plate.
She bloody give me four more.
Oh, I love it. Joyce.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Have you ever had a patch where you ate the same thing every day? You sound like you have you?
Yeah. I was living on salmon and broccoli for a long time. And not even for any weight loss issue.
No, fitness.
I just found out that I really enjoy when you lightly fry the vegetables in garlic butter.
Yum.
I went from, it was salmon and broccoli, then it was salmon and I had a massive thing for Brussels sprouts. When you boil them a little bit, half boil, cut them in half, and then just lightly fry them off in garlic butter. And it's like the texture of your...
Yes.
Girl.
Yes.
And you just brown them off and they have the little charred look on it a little bit.
They're like nutty like that, aren't they? Like all biscuity
just
almost.
Beautiful. But on the outside, they're kind of crunchy, but not too much. But on the inside, it's the texture of... It's just you bite right through it and it's like, oh my God.
Mm.
And the garlic and the butter is just drifting off.
Yeah.
It's just the best thing with the salmon.
Or a
pan-fried chicken breast. I was living on... pan-fried. It was I was basically Jamie Oliver-ing. It was like 20-minute meals.
Lovely.
That weren't too dirty. And if I wanted to be a bit dirty, I'd probably boil up some noodles or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just have that on the side.
Mmm.
It's just...
Love it.
Gorgeous.
Salmon was the other thing I started craving for my time where I knew I could eat a little bit of fish and meat and step us away. There's something magical about it.
Yeah. Or spare ribs is one of my go-tos.
Oh, really?
I love a spare rib. I've
had those for a long time.
But I like when they're bad, there's not too much meat on the bod.
They're so bad. My mum makes them picky about it.
Yeah, I can't have them too thick on the bone.
Right.
I don't like too much meat. But also, if that thing, if it doesn't get next to my lip and start to fall off the bone, it's just terrible.
The one of the worst things that ever happened to me.
Yeah.
Because life's been relatively easy. was those the ribs that they do in like Morley's or in like fried chicken shops that are like coated in a
sticky
a glue.
Mm. You said it's a like, glue.
It's like a
it is brown, like glue.
Dark brown glue. It's like
I would never have thought that.
It's like black treacle. Have you ever had that? It's like yeah. inky that, and you're like, yeah. and but it sat there for so long.
Yeah.
That where there used to be meat on the bone, now it's like just, sponge and sawdust yeah. and dry. It's like sickly. Oh, it's nothing right about that
at all, ever.
No,
no.
Hangover? What are you having? Not that we'll our hangovers will kick in at about 5 o'clock after this.
Awesome,
lovely daytime.
on a hangover, I need grease.
Nice.
I want McDonald's.
Oh, nice. What's yeah. your go-to McDonald's?
On a hangover,
yeah.
quarter pounder with cheese.
Okay, lovely. Very nice.
Quarter pounder with cheese, chips, a Coke, no ice, full fat,
yeah.
and then a plain flurry with apple pie. You put it in the plate and you have apple pie and ice cream.
That's new to me. Oh, that's a new idea.
Don't you remember apple pie and ice cream back in the day
you're
from McDonald's?
Doing your own sort of crunchier version of a baked Alaska here.
Basically. You put the apple pie down and then you just put the ice cream on either side and then it's just...
And then eat that. Look at it for a bit.
Yeah. Just marvel it and then...
Think about it.
Yeah.
And then
you
eat
attack
that.
The shit out of it.
Yeah.
And it's the best. And you got to eat it with the McDonald's spoon. Has to happen.
For right. some reason, any mention of McDonald's apple pie makes me think of that Alan Partridge. Do you remember it? Where he bites into one and goes, Jesus Christ, Lynn, it's hotter than the sun. Yeah. I think that's one of the best lines ever written in any comedy. Hotter than the sun. No. But the inside is hot.
Yeah, yeah, that's why you get it when you get your meal. Yeah. So by the time you finish your meal...
Sensible.
Calm down a bit, and then also you've added the ice cream, so there'll be some balance.
Very sensible. Is there anything else like that that you think has demands to be eaten in a particular way? Got a ritualistic way? Sounded like you've got one. You've got a rule for your crunchies.
Yeah.
yeah, I want to know more, please.
Like, for example, KFC wings. When I am being an absolute tyrant.
Yeah.
But you can't have KFC wings with KFC chips.
Okay,
has to be McDonald's chips.
Right, McDonald's chips. This is so. It's like a. A petrol, like a services,
yeah,
is your dream
and all
place
together.
Where you can
yeah.
where you can basically do like
where I live there across
junk
the road,
food tapas.
And they both
oh
have
yes, get it.
So what I do is, as I'm ordering my wings,
yeah,
I do click and collect at McDonald's. So by the time I drive around, park up, give it 2 minutes, chips have come.
Yes.
You get your drink from McDonald's because they have the best Coke.
Okay.
And it depends on what I fancy. I might get a corner and a cup from KFC.
Okay.
Or
I love
a mini
corn.
Flurry from McDonald's.
I never heard of a mini flurry.
They do minis now.
Right.
You don't have
perfect.
To force the rest of it in or waste it. Just have a little one.
force it in.
Like, halfway through a flurry, if I've had a meal,
like a
halfway through I'm like, I'll buy ice cream. But I'm not throwing it in the bin, so there we go. But a mini one, perfect.
I took my son for his first ever KFC.
Oh.
We were driving on a long drive and it was at Fleet Services. And he loves eating. He's a good he loves
boy.
His food. And he'd never had McDonald's before. We normally would get McDonald's, but we were on the side of Fleet Services that's only got a KFC. And I was like, why not?
Yeah.
A lot of brilliant things happened. One, we got to sit inside.
Because
I don't know why, but you seem to be able to do that there.
Okay.
Already. And he was like, this is nice, isn't it, to sit inside. He kept going, this is nice. And then he like started biting into it and he was like, oh God, this is so good. This is amazing.
Oh, I love
this
it.
Is so good. Oh, mummy. And then he kept, even though we were sat in, he kept going, mummy, thank you for my delivery.
Oh.
Thank you for my takeaway, mummy.
Oh.
He really loved it. And then he was almost sort of high on it, on how delicious it was. So we were surrounded by squaddies, because I think we must have been near, I suppose maybe Basingstoke or something.
Yeah.
Or Aldershot. Aldershot.
Yeah.
It's a massive rat army business there, isn't it? And there's all these squaddies all around us. And he really loudly went, mummy, why is there so many men in here all in the same tracksuit?
I
didn't
love
like
that it was a tracksuit.
They're all like, got all their blimmin' dingle dangles on and their snazzy berets. And he said guns out.
He reduced it to
He reduced them to men in similar tracks. Like
he reduced it to a sports day. Yeah. I love
sports
it.
Sports day.
Adult sports day. Yeah.
Grown up PE.
Why are they not here being adults, mummy?
I like that.
I like their brown tracks.
Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, really good fun. So Turzo really likes KFC. In fact, the only thing he didn't like, maybe seeing you pervert, you'll learn, was the gravy.
Oh.
Which is one of those things where when you learn how they make it, you think they would put it in their body.
Yeah.
But when you taste it, you go, yes, yes, put it in my body.
I haven't had their gravy yet.
It's controversial whether it's even a liquid.
No way.
It's so dense and so salty.
But I thought they put potato in it. As you can tell
from that tzatziki, I'm a massive bastard for salt. Yeah. Like, I love salty things. Way more than sweet things. Again, like, just having read this book, I'm like, oh, I wonder what this is about. My microbes that make me want salty things. But I think that's hereditary. Like, I've got a... I had an Austrian grandparent, and that my dad's side of the family are all salty bastards. They're all salty dogs. Salting on everything.
Salt everywhere.
All day, all night. And I'm having to... I had to consciously...
That's interesting. I've got my dad's palate.
Yeah.
We can't have too many of the wrong things on the same plate.
Right.
So, you know, you get those people that go Chinese and they got, like, this sauce mixed with that sauce.
Mm.
No, yeah, I can't do that.
Fair enough.
It's one at a time.
Yeah.
I can't cope.
And that's your dad's rule too.
Yeah.
Talk to me about eating growing up. It's like, maybe we covered it. Yeah.
Eating growing up.
Yeah.
But my mum was very good with us. She spoiled us. So now I'm just a spoiled little shit. Because... I think wherever I go, everyone should cook to my taste.
Oh, did your mum do different food for each of you?
Yeah.
For you and your sister?
But it was mostly because I didn't like pepper and everybody else did, so there would be a separate pot for me. Or you always knew when, if you had a bad day, this is the way she used to hug you, she'd make your favourite meal.
Mm.
So if I had a bad day and I felt a bit sorry for myself, she'd be like, Tanya, I made you some shepherd's pie. I love a shepherd's pie.
Yeah.
With all of the veggies. She cooked me cabbage. She cooked, I love cooked cabbage because she sliced in some onions as well. And then there's cabbage, carrots. I love a green beans, runner beans, all that stuff. All on the plate. Sweet corn, lashings of gravy.
Heaven.
So yeah, I enjoyed growing up. There was never my birthday parties were fun. She used to make these get an orange, cut it in half, and take out the middle and fill it with jelly.
Oh, nice. And then orange jelly.
Cut that into quarters. And
that's so
she'd put sticks in it with like little pictures on top. And then you can just eat it, the jelly out of the orange.
Nice.
Yeah. I used to enjoy that. I was thinking when I turn 40, I'm going to have a party the way my mum did it for me when I was a kid.
Yes, have a kid's birthday party.
Have a 90s party. And just have all the things she used to have for me on the side. Because she used to do so many lots of different things.
Oh, I love
it. Really cute.
Yeah, and get her to do it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Roses, the plant, turn mutant. And carnivorous and scary, and they can move. They're like human-eating monsters, like in Day of the Triffids, but it's Day of the Roses.
Mm-hmm.
And they start tearing the place up, gobbling people up, scratching them with their thorny arms. It's a hellhole. The whole planet is awful. It's a massacre. Luckily, they've agreed to go back to being just for decoration, bee food, Valentine's days, and counting the days until beasts can turn back into princes. But only if you, and weirdly, it does have to be you, Tanya, get all the pebbles out the sea. It sounds impossible, but you do it! You're a hero. Okay. Your reward is a place in history. It's a woman who saved us all from Day of the Roses. But your reward in the moment, and bearing in mind, it was epic work getting every pebble out the sea. So you're allowed a shower and a nap if you need, but you're fucking hungry. You're so hungry, but you couldn't be happier. So it's the opposite of the last meal.
Yep.
You're starving hungry and you're full of joy and hope and freedom and everything. You know, you don't have to work again if you don't want. Like, made.
Yeah.
Your reward in the moment is the feast of your dreams. And it's a fantasy feast. I don't give a shit about the consequences, ethical, health, whatever, of anything.
Good.
Nothing has to be possible.
Okay.
let alone in any way. Mm-hmm. Good for you. And you, I want to know what you'd eat, what you drink, and if there's a who, with, and where, then who, with, and where.
Oh,
oh, gosh, that's a big bag.
So,
again, doesn't have to be possible.
When it comes to food, if you're going to make me really happy, you've got to give me a seafood boil.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mum makes a fantastic fucking seafood boil.
Oh.
With snow crab legs
and
shell prawns, new potatoes, corner in the cup, and all of lashings of sauce. Food that you can eat with your hands.
Yeah.
And then I would move on to...
God, that sounds so good. One where you, like, pull the shells off everything as it comes out.
And then when it comes out like that, the long crab stick, and then you dip it in the sauce.
Oh, yes.
And the potatoes, you can just break them up like that because they're so soft.
Yeah.
Cool. Anyway, so I'm probably going to have a seafood boil later now. Okay, so, and then I would probably have, I definitely want a plate of my mum's ribs because there's not much meat on them, so it's very snacky.
Yeah.
I don't have them with anything else. I just sit through a plate of ribs.
And be, just go and these through, like, just 10 like ribs. What bake like baked ribs,
baked
salted
ribs.
Yeah,
she season them, mm-hmm. bakes them, well, she puts them in the oven, but puts oil in them so they kind of boil.
Nice.
So they get that softness,
and
then once they've cooked through, you put the sauce on top, and the sauce is always this. It's this Chinese rib sauce that she gets from like the Wing Yip type stores.
Oh yeah.
But she seasons it with other stuff like soy sauce and a little bit of seasonings and peppers, and then she puts brown sugar towards the end to get that stickiness.
Oh, heaven.
It's just the best.
God.
Plate of those, that would be...
She's just down the road, you say?
I've got to stop talking. Everyone wants to meet my mum. I'm like, no, guys, meet me. What about me? Forget dries. And then, what else would I have in my feast? Probably... I love lamb. Something lamb, most likely a lamb chop, but like no cutlet. Cutlets are thin, chops are thick. A cutlet, but a minted lamb cutlet, and it has to be served with minted garlic potatoes. Yeah,
gosh.
And then you can just like roast off any vegetable. Would go with
nice.
That. Would
nice.
Be absolutely just
yum yum.
And then I've got a penchant for. When you go to Ghanaian restaurants and they have this thing called choffy, and it's turkey tail with, and they get kelewele, which is literally just plantain with seasoning on top.
Yeah.
And then I just get stew, get that plain, and you just
dip
in your mouth.
One, two,
three. Just in your mouth. It's just the best.
Yes, please.
And what else do I enjoy? I would, as a feast of being starving, I wouldn't include Chinese because Chinese is so regular to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
this is a special feast.
This is a special feast.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even include my mum's shepherd's pie because that's separate. That's I've attached that to when I want to feel homely and.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I'm celebrating,
it's a festival.
Yeah, I want
like
to be happy. This
that's
is
lovely
seafood boil time. Because seafood boil is something you can put in the middle and we can all.
It's really.
I know.
Exactly,
it's a different energy, isn't it?
It's a party food.
Yeah. And then ribs, we can all come and snack. We can go away, have a drink, come back, have a rib. Yeah. It's a snacky thing.
Yeah.
And then the lamb chops with the potatoes and the vegetables is another meal. I would definitely, I'm a killer. I love cherry pie, crumble, whatever. Just get the cherries in there and get a pastry. With either, depending on who you are, ice cream or custard.
Yeah.
For me, depends on the time of day.
Yeah. Fine, really?
Yeah, daytime custard. Evening when you're like nesting and you're just sink into your sofa.
Yeah.
Give me that custard, babes.
Custard.
I want to feel full.
Yes.
You know?
Hot custard, cold custard.
Hot always.
Hot always, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't put my, I warm up the custard, and but the cake has to be cold.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I want
yin
heat,
and yang.
Yeah, I want the heat solely coming from the custard.
Got it, got it. I understand the rules.
And I don't like custard poured on top. The cake has to be on top.
Has to be on top. The cake is on top.
Yeah.
This is like that Devon Cornwall debate, isn't it?
I can't put the custard on top because it makes the pastry soggy. And
got
I want it.
It
to last for as long as possible.
Okie dokie, right. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. God, I'm so full, but it's
yeah.
sexy, that. Yeah. It's really nice.
We're going to burst.
Really nice.
And then to accompany that, to start with, oh, I haven't got a starter. But if I did have a starter, I'm not a starter fan, but if I did have a starter, it would probably be, I like having, you know, in Meakin, you can get grilled halloumi with grilled red pepper.
Mmm, yum. That's lush. So good.
Dip that in some, yeah. you know.
It's lovely.
Just,
yeah,
heaven. Some
hummus. Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah.
Oh, heaven.
And you company that with a beverage would probably be an Asti to start
get some
with.
Asti involved.
Yeah. Or Prosecco.
Lovely.
I'm a champagne fan, but only Belair.
Okay.
The black bottle, because it's a rosé champagne.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Like a sweet
I've
champagne.
Never had it. Okay.
Yeah, it's really nice. I don't really like champagne, but that one.
Sweet one. Heaven.
That's the menu, Jess.
Get in. Are you having it with anyone?
Yeah. My girls.
Yeah.
I've got Antoinette, Tasha, Joanna, and JL, and Chantel.
Okay.
And we will feast and laugh. We're all loud laughers.
Get in.
So it will be cackle central.
Is this friends of old?
Yeah. I think my newest friend would be probably Antoinette.
Yeah.
But I met Tasha and Joanna when Tasha's daughter was 3.
Uh-huh.
She's going to be 23.
Oh my God.
In June.
I love yeah. long friendships like that. They're
worth it. Yeah.
We need our women.
I met Chantel when I was 14.
Yeah.
So that's a longer time, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just wonderful.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much, mate, for doing this.
Thank you.
Delicious. Oh, what a mouth-watering final answer there, please. God, I can't wait until the world is ready for us all to be eating from the same delicious pot again sometimes, please. You must follow my brilliant guest there, please. She's Tanya Moore on Twitter and Instagram. That's at TanyiaMoore. Especially because she's popping up in some seriously brilliant new sitcoms soon as an actor. Everything we mentioned that was interesting, alongside links to her social media, my tour dates, this, that, the everything, Patreon, blah, 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 all, as ever, are in the podcast notes, available from hopefully wherever you got this podcast from. Feel free to support the podcast with lovely reviews, recommendations, or cold hard money, either on Acast Supporter or Patreon. And just send me things. Tweet me if you want. You can send me, email me even, at jessicafosterq.com. That's also where my tour dates are. And make sure you're following the podcast on social media too, at the Hoovering Pod, it's called, everywhere. I don't know where it goes. I always go at like that. I say it in that way every day. Every day. I don't record a podcast every day, but every week. Every week for years now, I've been saying at. Anyway. I'll probably carry on doing it. I'm just letting you know I've also noticed. Huge thanks to Acast for hosting the podcast. Hoovering is produced by Emma Corsham. And the music is by Mike Greenway. Until next week, happy hoovering.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.